A disability support worker has been recognised with a statewide award for his advocacy on behalf of a Kimberley woman to be allowed to return to the north to live. Kevin Smith, who's a disability support worker at Far North Community Services in Broome, has been given the industry award for helping facilitate Kirsten's move from Perth to Broome. Kirsten's was a complicated case. She first left her home in the desert community of Balgo as a 12-year-old, and she's been in state care living with multiple disabilities and illnesses in Perth for a decade. Kevin Smith explains that it's the first time the 22-year-old has been allowed to live independently.
It was a huge transition in her life. She'd spent 10 years in a facility in Perth. You know, now she's back home. She's got the freedom of living in her own home with support. She gets supported 24/7. But as you can imagine, coming from a very formal setting, and very institutionalised setting into your own home and having a lot of freedom was a massive transition for this young lady. And she struggled with it initially, but she's certainly thriving now. She's really understanding and have family around her.
How wonderful that she can begin an independent life to a degree after spending 10 years in a facility in Perth. It must be a rewarding part of your job.
Oh, certainly, yeah. I mean, that's a big plus for me. And if there was one thing that I could reflect on that really made it all worthwhile was that and this young lady's from Balgo, and her dream was always to go back to Balgo and reconnect with family and country, and we managed to do that. Earlier in the year, I think it was back in about February, and I remember the reunion was just incredible. We drove into Balgo, and family, extended family, just were, everyone kind of knew we were arriving, and everyone was just coming out of the homes and following the car to where we pulled up, and it was just this massive reunion, and you know, joy and tears and emotion, and it was just amazing to be part of that journey for this young lady. So very rewarding.
That would have been an incredible sight for you, Kevin. How did you feel to see Kirsten welcomed home by family and friends?
Well, it was very emotional for myself and for the other staff member to see the sheer outwelling of joy, and you know, there was tears and hugs and it, you know, so you know, to sort of be part of that, even though we were standing back and viewing, it was very emotional and very, very rewarding to see that, you know, this was a dream, a lifelong dream for this young lady, and this is what she'd just been longing for so many years, and it was fantastic that she had that experience. And there'll be more. We're planning other trips down to Balgo as soon as, you know, it's safe to do so. So this is just the start of the journey for her. You know, there was a lot of planning that went into not only just the Balgo trip, but really from the very get-go when the plan was put into place to reunite her with country. And because of the length of time that she'd been away, no one really knew, and probably even the young lady herself didn't understand and know what her feelings would be when she got back. But, you know, they were very positive. And there was a lot of family in town at the time. And, so not only was that reunion in Balgo very special, but she would just be out in the community and somebody would shout out her name and she'd look across and there'd be big hugs and kisses. And, yeah, so it was pretty emotional for her, and nobody really understood how she would react to all of that.
When you get sent away to Perth for health reasons, there's that very genuine fear that you'll never come home. Lots of families in the Kimberley never see that loved one return home.
Well, that's very true. And I think, you know, this has come about now because of the introduction of the NDIS. And, you know, they've been incredibly supportive, as have Far North Community Services. You know, they were fantastic in giving me the ability to invest the time into making this transition happen. And, you know, that was rewarding for everyone concerned, you know, when we finally made it happen for her. And indeed, the team in Perth that's been working for a number of years to have this transition happen. So, yeah, it was a complete team effort. But she's come through with flying colours. She's got some fantastic support from the health system here in Broome. And, you know, she's in a really good place now. And she's really enjoying it. And at the awards ceremony, it was fantastic to see her. She got up and was dancing. She bought a new red dress for the event. And, yeah, no, it's just fantastic. And she's in a good place now. The fulfillment, when you see something like this, that's a really positive, that gives you that extra get out of bed in the morning, let's get going sort of attitude. Because when you can see that you can make, and it's not always massive gains, but when you can see you're making small incremental benefits on a daily basis that all add up to a better quality of life for a person, it is rewarding. And I can't think of anything else I'd rather be doing, actually.
Kevin Smith, who's a disability support worker at Far North Community Services, he's been recognised by the industry with a statewide award for his advocacy in getting Kirsten to return to the Kimberley after spending 10 years living in Perth. And it sounds like the rewards and the joy that Kirsten's felt at returning home have all been worth it.